Hello, I am your host, Dr. Tan with Tana Ministries. Welcome to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Again, thank you for tuning in to this podcast. I pray that you are blessed and definitely encouraged. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I am Dr. Tan, your host of I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast, and I'm here to just bring you an inspirational message on this Merry Christmas Eve, on the eve before Jesus was born. And so the title of this podcast tonight is going to be Jesus, the Reason for the Season. Again, it is entitled, Jesus, the Reason for the Season. As we celebrate Christmas, we are reminded that Christ saved us. He was born with a purpose, birth as a promise. And the birth of Jesus symbolizes an array of blessings for us. And so when we begin to think about what Christmas really means, it's more than the gifts. It's more than what you're going to receive on Christmas, or some of you have already received it on Christmas Eve, because their people's traditions and routines are different for each family in the different areas all around the world. And so it's not about the gifts. It's not about the monetary gifts or the gifts that we go purchase in the store, the long list of items that we have to purchase. It's not even about the fellowship itself, even though fellowshipping with family and one another and friends is awesome. But we have to make sure that even with all of those festivities, all of the fellowshipping, spending time with friends and family, exchanging gifts, just loving on one another, we have to understand that the importance of Christmas is because Jesus is the reason for the season. I have 5 points that I want to make, and I won't hold you long as we are nearing Christmas Day. Point number one. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light that dissipates any darkness in the world. That means that darkness, evil, negativity, confusion, chaos, it doesn't stand a chance against his marvelous light. And so we understand that because in John 8 and 12, it says that I am the light of the world, and he who follows me should never walk in darkness. Let God be your light, so that when trouble comes, he can guide you out safely. When it seems that the world is closing in on you, he will be a light unto your path and a lamp unto your feet. Number two, Jesus is hope. Hope in ourselves may leave us disappointed, but to hope in the Lord guarantees victory. Every time. He is our hope when we are hopeless. Romans 12 and 12 says to rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and be constant in prayer. So when you feel like all hope is gone, hold on to his unchanging hand. Jesus is our hope. Point number three, Jesus is our joy. When we feel down and out, we should be reminded of the hymnal that says, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come." And you know why he has come? He has come to us as the greatest gift of all. So never let anyone steal your joy. Guard it with your heart and let the joy of the Lord be your posture. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Let me say that again. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Matthew 5 and 12. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Don't let people rob you of something that was given to you for free. Point number four. Jesus is love. He saved us from ourselves by dying for us all. What greater act of love is it than this? We also must understand that love conquers all because his love for us paid our debt of sin. So let love be your message. Colossians 3 and 14 says, "And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony." Even with our sinful nature, his love for us blessed us. It allowed all the things, as Colossians 3 and 14 says, love binds everything together in perfect harmony. Let love be your message. Point number five. Jesus is our peace. He is our everlasting peace, a peace that the world can't give you and surely can't take away. His name brings peace. At the sound of his name, it quietens all storms. His name brings confusion under control. It eliminates problems by promoting positivity. Peace is costly if taken from you, yet is so invaluable when you operate in it. Let his peace position you in a place of protection from anything that threatens his light, his word in your life. Second Thessalonians 3 and 16 says, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times, in every way. The Lord be with you all." Let me say that again. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times, not some of the time, all times, in every way. In other words, in any which way or whichever circumstance that you find yourself in. He says, according to 2 Thessalonians 3:16, let the Lord give you peace at all times in every way. So however you need it, whenever you need it, let him give you peace. The Lord be with you all. So once again, understand that the reason for the season is Jesus. Point number one, Jesus is the light of the world. Point number two, Jesus is our hope. Point number three, Jesus is our joy. Point number four, Jesus is love. And point number five, Jesus is our everlasting peace. Let his word penetrate your every area of need in your life. Let it bring comfort, reconciliation, joy, hope, love, forgiveness, humility, peace, and compassion. For Jesus is the reason for the season. So let his light shine on the inside of you so that people can glorify him by how you walk in faith on the outside. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tan. Merry Christmas to each of you. And may God continue to bless you, keep you, guide you, lead you, protect you, and sustain you all the days of your life. Until we speak again, be blessed and definitely encouraged. Good night. But you are the meaning, Jesus. You are the Holy One. Thank you, Jesus. So divine and so pure, perfect and so true. Hallowed be thy name,
so divine,
so pure,
and so pure,
perfect,
yeah. Perfect and so true.
Hallowed be thy
name.
Why don't you lift your hands and say that with me? Hallowed be thy name. But you honor me, Jesus.
You are the Holy One.
Lord, I feel like saying, King of Kings.
help the sad fellas.